At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving out some expert advice. How to love with remote-controlled dildos, how to survive if you don't like K-pop, how to dump your Carly Rae Jepsen-hating boyfriend, and what to do if you genuinely love a celebrity. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello? Nurse. You remember when the Animaniacs used to always say, hello, nurse.
Yeah, what the hell's that? Some type of fetish?
Probably. Kink, if you will.
Kink.
It's a little animation kink.
Kinky.
We probably had sexist undertones, I think.
Probably.
Because nurses can be boys, too.
I agree.
I really love when you show off your bottom row of teeth.
I don't. You know, it's where that's the most I look like my dad.
Really?
Because we both have a crooked tooth.
There was a crooked tooth that lived in a crooked mouth.
It's me. It's me.
It me.
It me. Corey, what's going on?
Oh, we are here.
Ooh.
We are present.
Hell yeah.
I'm sitting up straight. My back just cracked
when
a little bit.
When was the last time you stretched?
Oh, wow.
I should do it. Ooh-wee.
You know when you... Kinda oh, my God.
Nice.
Now you're like...
Kind of nice. Smells. Give that good, good.
You know, when you wake up in the morning and sometimes you just gotta...
I don't really do that. I kind of just do this a little.
On what? I don't believe you.
My headboards.
You sit up?
I go, ooh. I go, ooh.
And then what?
I literally, every morning I say, okay, Ty, get the fuck up.
You can do this?
I have to say, I say every morning out loud, I say, get the fuck up.
How long do you lay in bed?
Not long.
Really?
Try not to.
I spring right out of bed.
I really
because
wish...
Because my internet doesn't get that back part of my bedroom.
I spring out of bed because of the spring in my bed.
I thought you were going to say you spring out of bed because of the spring rolls in your fridge.
Ooh. If only. It's not like a gorilla. I wish I kept my phone away from my computer so that if I really wanted to do anything, yeah, I would have to get the fuck up.
Did you see that really old gorilla who recognized its owner?
I hate it. It's gums. Am I wrong?
It had. What's gum
that
disease?
That girl could use some dentures.
That girl. The worst gum disease I'd ever seen in
gingivitis,
my life.
Gingivitis, the house down boots.
I had some advice for that gorilla.
Well, that sounds like the perfect... Segue is the word I'm looking for.
Segu.
I will say that gorilla did seem fucked up.
Yeah.
But it was old?
It was like 100. I mean, it was like 60.
In gorilla years?
It was 60.
What are gorilla years compared to dog years?
Yeah, you know I want to, when I hear about animal years.
Okay.
Animal years are not real years. We control the calendars. Okay.
Gregorian.
We control the planets.
Okay. Did you see the oldest living animal, that tortoise? Get that gorilla's gums away from me. Did you see that old tortoise came out as gay?
I didn't. World's oldest turtle came out as gay.
The world's oldest living creature discovered to be gay.
How do they?
Every person was quote tweeting it and saying, oh, looks like insert name finally came out, whoever they were trying to drag.
Turtle? Oh, like a friend?
It was an old tortoise. Tortoise. It had a very
How
long
do they know it's
phallic
gay?
Neck because it's fucking all these other turtles.
Boys?
Boar turtles.
Was it a boy or a girl?
A bortles.
Was it gay, lesbian,
a bortle?
Bi?
would you ever abort a turtle?
Only if it's a war turtle.
Work. Wordle.
Yeah. So I think we're going to do some advice today. Sorry about those first 4 minutes.
I sure hope you fast forwarded.
Do you want to read it?
Kind of.
You love to read.
So here's the deal, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
So we have done
I forgot.
A handful of advice episodes. You can go back and explore. We've
advice
answered questions.
Time. Advice time. Wouldn't it be nice to get some advice time?
So we have done some episodes before. We've answered questions like. Yeah.
Like all kinds of questions.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Corey gets specific.
Questions and answers. Go back and listen.
Yeah, okay. Over the years, we've
sometimes
done a lot.
You can listen to an episode twice or watch it even.
Okay. Are you on one? Did you take a Molly? So
I did.
If you want to ask us a question, we are not professionals in any capacity. We know nothing. We only bring our life experiences and our biases to this to these questions. So think of it as your older brothers trying to help you out and navigate this world.
Uncle Core.
Uncle Core. If you have a question you want to ask us, where can they send it, Corey?
Psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Now you better make that subject fire.
Fire. You're reading the first ones. You better slurp, slurp that coffee.
So. Question number one. My boyfriend has a pegging problem. Hey,
don't,
Tyler.
Doesn't sound like a problem to me.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, Tyler and Corey. Okay, so listen. I hate when people spell okay just okay. It's O-K-A-Y.
Wow.
And that's the that on that. That's my advice to you is think this through before you send a fucking email. Okay, so listen. I'm a woman in my mid-20s, and I'm not afraid of anything, quote, unquote, taboo in the bedroom. Been there, sucked that. Is this from you, Corey?
Well, wait till you see the bottom.
I'm looking right at it. But my boyfriend constantly asks for ass play, and we have acquired quite the collection of toys. He also begs for anal all the time. Once in a while, no problem. But I'm at the point where I've outright told him that he should just find a boy toy out of sarcasm to see if that would get a rise out of him. His answer remains a scoffing, no. I feel as though, just being a lady, I am losing. No dick, and don't get any pleasure from ass play. Do I continue pressing him to see what the deal is, or do I just accept that maybe it's all his kink?
Who's that from?
Love, K. Is it from you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I spell okay with an A and a Y, and you know that.
Yeah. You're not a fucking idiot. Just
I'm
kidding,
also
Kay,
not
we
a woman in my mid-20s.
Well, I don't know much about you, Corey.
I'm 32.
Okay.
I'm a grandmother.
Okay. So the question is, should this self-identified female feel like, well, maybe our sex life is not going to be satisfying for me because my man only wants to get his ass played with and to get fucked, and I don't have a dick to come with. That's what they're saying.
I got no dick,
don't get any pleasure from ass play.
I just wish more people would have open conversations with their partners.
All of our advice is always just have a conversation.
About their bedroom desires.
Yeah.
I hate that we live.
But no, the question isn't how do I deal with this, is do I continue pressing with him to see what the deal is?
I know, but she said that
the deal is he likes his ass getting played
with. Well, she made it sound like she's not getting any pleasure from it.
Well, if you're
not
getting anything.
So you need to, like, say, take turns. On Tuesdays, I peg you, and on Wednesdays, you do whatever I like.
I think there are many people out there that get pleasure from giving pleasure.
Yeah.
And if your pleasure is not getting, if you're not getting any pleasure from this whole situation, then, and you do want pleasure, then speak up.
And you say, let's make it 50-50.
Don't just accept that.
Take turns if you love him.
Accept that maybe it is his kink, if you're down to accept that. But don't accept that that's not the end all be all for your amount of pleasure if you want more pleasure.
I agree.
I like that you're open-minded, though.
I love that you're open-minded. That was my favorite part about this question, is that you're willing to try new things, mix it up.
He sounds fun, but he sounds like he's not giving you the fun that you want.
He sounds like he knows what he likes, and he doesn't have a problem asking for it. It sounds like you need to find what you like, and you need to get more comfortable asking for it.
Yeah. Are you victim-blaming?
No, absolutely not. I was saying, I wish everyone was in a space where they felt comfortable
from this email, it sounds like he is open about what he wants.
Right.
And I hope that you are just as open. If he's not receptive of your openness, of what you want, then that's when we got a problem.
Then you get him a toy that he can play with by himself. And then when you guys do stuff together, you make sure it's about both of you and not just one person.
Wow.
It should be about both people. There's two to takes two to tango.
Does it?
Miss Juicy Baby.
Oh.
Next question.
When did she say bon appetit?
Who?
Was that when she threw the chicken on her head?
I think so.
Are
you talking about Kay or Miss
when
Juicy
Miss,
Baby?
When Miss Mini Baby threw that Miss Juicy Baby chicken on her head.
She said, lick my ass.
No, she
didn't. She said, you can smell mine.
I did not like when her mom tried to get in on the fight.
Well, everybody's looking for a paycheck.
Miss Mini Baby's mom?
Yes.
Yeah,
she wants to be a regular.
Miss Major Baby. mini and major.
Is the opposite of mini major?
I don't know. I'm just kind of coming. I'm just flowing. I'm just... So number two, question number two.
Says, hi there.
Hello in there.
Hello over there.
Hello over there.
I was recently having a cute baking date with my boyfriend.
Hold up. That's cute.
And I was playing my baking playlist, which includes All That by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Is there a theme to All That? Does that have...
Listen, they're going to listen to the episode and I'll look sugar for the follow-up tones? Email.
Does it have sugar tones?
When it came on, he reached over to my phone and skipped the song in my own home in front of my own salad on my own Bluetooth speaker.
Now, was it a Sonos or an Apple or what?
Anyways, how do I break up with my boyfriend of 2 years? Thanks, boys. Love, L.
I think you're right on
don't
track.
Don't disrespect Queen Carly.
You come for all that, you don't get none of that.
Right.
Am I wrong?
There you go.
Am I right?
Do they know? They do know.
Do they know?
Do they know?
Now, he reached over your phone.
In front of your salad.
In front of your salad. First of all, I do like the baking date.
I mean, if he's comfortable enough to skip your song, you should be comfortable enough to break up with him via text.
Or
make him a playlist.
I was going to say that. Make him a breakup playlist.
Make him a playlist.
Breakup baking songs.
Make him a breakup playlist. And it's just 10.
Carly Rae Jepsen songs.
It's all that 10 times in a row on a CD.
Mm.
And send it to him.
On a cassette.
And say, we're over. And if you don't know why, do they know? And if you don't know, do they know?
Okay. I think we answered that question. How to break up with somebody of 2 years because they did that.
I would feel definitely betrayed.
What would be on your baking playlist?
Me?
Clearly some Waitress.
Well, all of Waitress. What baking can do, yeah. What baking can't do, Sugar Butter Flour.
Sugar by Maroon 5?
Yeah, with the Nicki Minaj verse.
Mm.
You bet you didn't know that. They have that.
Mm.
Really improved the song.
I'm trying to think what else.
What else?
Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that a song?
Yeah.
Can you sing it?
Hot Cross Buns. I think it's more of a piano song.
Works. Somebody needs to sample that. Ooh, a sample. That
speaking has of baking, I would love a sample.
Now, when you go to Sam's Club, or what's the other one?
Costco.
Do you go back for second samples? Do you
no,
act
I
like
feel
you're
greedy.
Thinking? Do you really act like you're thinking about getting
considering
anything?
Considering it. Do you think that they think
I
that
really
you're
put on
thinking,
a show? I really put on a
you're
show.
You're thinking now, hmm.
I literally stroke my chin and think, how many would I need of this one? You know what? I'll be back. This is delicious. I will be right back. I'm going to get some.
I don't think they care that much.
I act like they do.
Yeah. Good story.
I want to go to Costco.
Well, Elle, we hope that answered your question.
Anyway. Okay. Question number three. Dear Queen of Advice and Tyler... Excuse
wow.
you?
Wow.
Everybody's got some type of attitude today.
Wow.
Everybody's on one. Everyone thinks they're funny and clever.
Well, W is.
Well, W, you can fuck off. W wants to know, I have recently found cigarettes in my 18-year-old brother's nightstand while I was looking for my phone charger that he borrowed. I know I shouldn't have gone through his stuff, but nonetheless, I don't know what to do. Should I talk to him, his friends, my parents, or his siblings? What would the conversation even be? How should I talk to somebody about this? I'm a little upset because... Sorry, let me set that over. I had a lot of spit in my mouth. I'm a little upset about it because cigarettes are gross and horrible for your body. And he could be spending his time and money better than smoking. Whenever I ask him if he is smoking in the past, since he smells a little like it, he reassures me that he would never do it. I'm hurt because he's been lying to me about it for 6 months. Thanks, W. Okay, question by question. Should I talk to him? He's 18.
He's 18. He's a grandmother.
He's a grandmother. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. But, I mean, if you feel comfortable, if you want to have that conversation, if you're, like, close and stuff, and you're, like, actually coming from a place of concern...
Well, you said that he's been lying about it for 6 months, but you're also lying by telling him that you know he knows that you know.
This ain't...
That he smokes.
The gig.
The gig is up.
Do they know they know he knows?
Do they know? I mean, here's the tea.
What's the tea?
If you hate it, tell him. I tell all my family members who smoke, I hate that you smoke.
Oh.
And you know what they say? My body, my rules. My money, my rules.
Oh, Jesus.
They don't really.
That does
that.
Sound like your family.
My money, my rules. I mean, I think
everyone's allowed to do whatever they want with their own bodies, especially if he's 18 and he's allowed to buy his cigarettes and spend his money how he wants and spend his time how he wants, whatever. If you're coming from a place of concern, voice it. If you feel comfortable enough to say something, voice it. I don't think you have to go to his parents or his siblings and tattle on him.
Yeah. Especially if he's 18, like, because even your parents can't do anything.
But if I were in this situation, I were comfortable with all this, I would bring it up in front of everyone. I wouldn't even think about it. I'd be like, in front of all, like, the family, I'd be like, can y'all believe Travis is smoking? I found cigarettes on his nightstand.
Wow.
I would really stir the pot like
really?
That. Yes, I would. 100.
Sure hope there's no drama at dinner.
I would do that to my little brother. Are you kidding?
Yes, I would. It sounds like it's their older brother, but...
Well, anyway. Regardless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, anyways. Yeah. I don't
know.
So,
okay. I'm a little upset because cigarettes are gross. Okay. That's one thing. I don't think that's getting a little judgy.
Well, you can tell them that you think cigarettes are gross and therefore you don't want to hug your brother because he smells like cigarettes.
You don't hug your brother because he smells like cigarettes?
That's a good punishment. It'd sure make my brother quit if I told him, you quit smoking or no more hugs from me.
If somebody told me that, I would count my blessings. I don't like body contact.
Yeah, right.
I think there's two things at play. What you find gross is not your business to tell other people what they find gross. But if you're concerned about his health, I think that's a valid place to come from.
Yeah.
Do whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a fuck. Me giving advice.
Sure, I'd say tell him. Be like, I know that you're smoking.
If he's lying to you, that's kind of shady.
Yeah, but they know that he knows that they know.
But he doesn't know that they know that he know. They
but
know.
Do they know?
Okay. Good luck, W.
I say tell him that you know.
Say, bitch, why are you lying? And B, spend your money on something a scratcher ticket.
Cigarettes in your nightstand and you smell like smoke all the time, so you're not fooling nobody. Mm. Right? Cool. Good luck.
Good luck.
This one says, Dear Tyler and Corey, hi, I'm an eighth grader from Hong Kong.
K-pop, oh my God, hello.
Hello from Hong Kong. And K-pop is taking over my friends' lives. Mm. I'm obsessed with singers like Taylor Swift and Shawn Mendes and Grace Vanderwaal. Meanwhile, everyone loves K-pop. My Instagram feed is always full of K-pop photos posted by my friends. Over the summer, my besties and I hung out, and all they talked about was K-pop. We've been friends since second grade, and I've never felt more left out. I literally just sat there while they all talked about K-pop, and it seemed like I didn't exist. Obviously, I tried to like K-pop, but I just don't like K-pop. Luckily, I still have some friends in secondary school who aren't obsessed with K-pop, but my best friends all the time seem to only talk about K-pop. What can I do? Love. Oh, I wish it was love K, but it's
oh my
love
God.
D. How many times do you think they said K-pop in that email?
I can. You know what? I'll tell you. They said it 10 times.
Wow.
Oh, no, nine. That. Nine.
I love
because
that.
Because the subject says I love that. K-pop in it. Well, bitch, don't change yourself because everyone else is liking something else.
Yeah.
Don't, force yourself to listen to something.
But
I think go into something with an open mind.
Well, I also don't think you can be mad if your friends, like something. It's not like they're, murdering people.
As time goes on, people change. People's interests change. People get into different things. I feel like, don't change yourself and don't be mad at them or don't resent. I get it. It's annoying if everyone likes something. Imagine if all of our friends loved Drag Race and I hated Drag Race or something. And I had to deal with that every week.
I would just walk away.
Right. I don't think I would, go watch Drag Race with them reluctantly. I would just find something else to do with my time.
Yeah. Maybe.
Good luck. What?
There must be other Shawn Mendes fans in Hong Kong. I'd find them. They sound like fun people.
Or... find some nice K-pop and Shawn Mendes mashups and find the bridge between the two of you.
Or be like, you guys love K-pop. I love music. What other kind of music do you love? And then they'll probably just talk about K-pop songs. Can you name a K-pop song? Do you know any K-pop?
No, I think I reacted to that on YouTubers React. But I have no recollection. This was years ago. I don't remember.
So K-pop's been around.
K-pop really... Yeah. Well, yes, K-pop has been around. I get it. It's like, imagine if all your friends were into country and all they ever talked about was country. And then you were like, but I love...
Maybe we're older, Juggalos. But I mean, I certainly feel like I'm sometimes sitting around while all my dumb friends talk about things I don't want to talk about. And then I just look at my phone.
In fact, I love it when my friends talk about something I don't care about.
And then I get on Pokemon Go.
I just completely black out and I just get on my phone. It really gives me some free time.
Yeah. I think.
Count your blessings.
Bring a book. Bring a journal.
Get a hobby. You'll
draw
survive.
A picture. Play Jax.
What?
He's like, bounce remember the ball, when Miss Cleo said, the jacks.
I know, sweet pea. Find a hobby. You'll survive.
Well, that's like when you...
That's my advice to everyone.
Well, that's like when you see the people, the street performers, and you always yell, get a hobby! And I'm like, that is their hobby.
No. You know what I yell
that
when I
is
see,
their hobby.
When I see street performers and all the people crowded around them, I yell, your this wallet? Is how they mug you!
That's not mugging. It's how they
they're
pickpocket.
They're distracting you and they're going to take your wallet.
They pickpocket you.
That's what I say. Wow. So that's my advice to D.
So what you should do, D, is while they're all distracted by K-pop, you should pickpocket
their wallets. Take their wallets. Take their insurance cards. You can
kids
really...
Kids don't have insurance.
What?
They're eighth
that
graders.
That does sound like America. Anyway, good luck. Oh, no, they're in Hong Kong. I don't know if they have insurance over there. I don't know. Good luck. And don't fuck it up. Okay, next question. So... I have feelings for someone who is fairly famous. I won't say his name, but you two are friends with him. Oh, my God. Who do you think it is?
We'll read it, and maybe we'll get to the bottom of this.
My problem is these feelings, like, they feel like legitimate feelings. It doesn't feel like any of the little crushes that I have had on other people before. And I don't know what to do. I don't have a way of meeting him or any way of getting in contact with him. And even if I did, I think it would only seem like a weird fan who wants in on their life. Should I dismiss these feelings and give up? Or should I keep them with the hope that one day I would get in contact with them? From T.
Is this from you?
This is my way of telling you I am in love.
With who?
Ricky Dillon. Tricky Ricky Sticky Dicky.
Wow.
I want that Tricky Ricky.
Wow.
In my Sticky Dicky.
Are they legitimate feelings?
Okay. So you love someone from afar based on what you think you know about them from afar. You don't even know this person. You've never met them.
True.
My advice is, girl, you think you know someone. You think by the perception of what they put on the internet... They are curating a very different identity than what you probably know. And even if it is accurate to who they are, it's the tip of the iceberg of who they are.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
So you think that it's...
I don't think this is a real... I don't think there's a real feelings because what you have feelings for is what they want you
is
to
like
see.
A,
it's not the
like
real thing of who they are.
Like a projected, like, best version of
it's
yourself.
It's a PowerPoint presentation of them.
True. Wow. Do you think Instagram is the new PowerPoint?
In no way.
I think in a way.
Do you think those stickers that you can put on your story
are like
clip art?
PowerPoint clip art.
Yes.
Clippy.
Would you fuck Clippy?
Again?
Okay. So what are you going to tell T? What's the T for T?
I'm going to tell T.
Is this unreachable love or is this an unrealistic fantasy?
I think it's both.
Yes. Agreed.
I think it's both.
I think if
you live, I don't know where this person lives. Do you live in the same town as them? Is there a chance you might meet them?
Is there a power dynamic of age? Like,
it's
you know
also
what I mean?
A
like,
struggle for me because sometimes when I meet people, like, I would like them to get to know me, myself, versus like whatever they see online. I'm like,
I agree.
If I meet somebody or if I have a date and I'm like, oh yeah, I have a podcast, and they're like, oh, should I listen? I'm like, I'd rather you just ask me questions.
I agree.
In real life, in real time, and get to know me and not listen to.
I think what you think you know about somebody is very different from the real, from what's real. And that's whether or not somebody's famous. It's based, like, even if you think you know, like, somebody from school. Like, I remember when Facebook first came out and I was in high school and I. Had never even talked to certain people before, but everyone in my high school was friends on Facebook. So I would stalk the guys that I was like in love with on Facebook because we were Facebook friends, and I would look at all their pictures and I would see everything on their wall, and I would think I would feel like I knew them, but I really didn't.
Yeah.
So what you think is these real feelings, they could be real feelings, but it could be for somebody that doesn't even exist.
I think it's okay to have a crush, but I do think it's probably more toward the like, not
real.
Not real part. But maybe it is. Maybe we'll be invited to the wedding since we know the people.
I don't think anybody can have legitimate feelings for somebody
that they don't know that they do not know. That's true. That's like when they say don't meet your heroes or whatever.
I think it's different if maybe you talk to somebody online and you start a relationship like that. Like, that's different because you're actually getting in contact with somebody. You're getting to know them.
And you're like...
But, like, having this no contact love for somebody, that's not real, I don't think. Well, and I could be wrong. But that's the that on that from me.
That's the that on that. Last one?
Sure.
This last one says, hi, Corey and Tyler. I've been together with my boyfriend for almost 2.5 years. Damn. We are both 25, identify as cis men, and started dating our senior year in college. We've done long distance before, but now we are both in grad school in faraway cities, and I am missing the sex.
Oof.
My boyfriend and I are both very busy and usually don't have much chances for sexting or sexy FaceTiming, etc. Do you have any advice on whether a pair of remote-controlled dildos or vibrators could help us out?
Hell yeah!
I also usually bottom and have been hoping my boyfriend could bottom more often. Maybe this could kill two birds with one stone. Or maybe you have ideas for a less extreme solution. Thanks in advance for your advice. Hope you both have a lovely week. Love, S.
Okay, so that's two different questions.
Do they make remote-controlled dildos?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Wait.
I don't know.
But wait.
Do you have one in?
So would it work from like two states away?
I saw this thing where you can touch. This is like a little egg or something. You can do like that. You can like knock it and it'll wobble. And it'll wobble for them too over there or something. Or you can kiss something and it'll kiss how you kiss them there.
I don't believe any of this. This is a Black Mirror episode. Do they make remote control dildos?
Yes, bitch. For sure.
But does it work across state lines?
Yes.
So you could be in Michigan and I could be in California and be like,
it's not like a walkie-talkie where there's a distance situation. It's like,
yeah, a distance. Remote controlled things work on little controls.
So then why can I push something on my computer and it'll activate something across the world? I think.
Please tell me which of those things is happening.
If so why can I have an app that turns my light on when I'm not at home?
I don't know.
So there you have that.
You can also set your DVR from on the road.
So if those are happening, then surely these remote controlled dildos from across the world.
I bet it's maybe just iPhone vibrator technology.
Yes, technology.
I don't know the ins and outs.
Or you could really put anything up your butt.
Okay,
a pager.
So they definitely don't make pagers anymore.
Okay.
Well, anyway. They do have them on Grey's Anatomy, so I take that back.
Oh, just in case what's happening. A UFO falls from the sky satellite. And
this girl on Grey's Anatomy was taking notes on her phone while someone else was talking. And she was repeating what they were saying. So that was like a voice memo. And I'm like, that
just
is so stupid. Why wouldn't you just?
Mouth, yes.
I'm like, this is fake.
Fake.
Anyways.
Anyway. So, do you have any advice on whether a pair of remote-controlled dildos or vibrators could help us out? It sounds great.
I mean, you still need to be on the same time, though. It sounds like they're having... He's saying that they're having trouble, like, coordinating being on sexy time, so he's just going to have his dildo in, and then you're going to be like... Bzz, bzz.
You know what? They do have those necklaces that women... I've seen an ad or something where they have their necklace, and they, in the middle of a meeting, they slip it off, and they put it in them, and then... And then they can, and it's remote controlled or something. I've seen an ad targeted, probably. Me in a business meeting.
So, what do you think? Truly, do you think they should get remote control dildos?
Yeah, bitch. Yes.
Buzz, buzz, bitch.
Yes, remote control dildo. Yes.
They probably sell them buy one, get one, because if you're getting it.
Let him control you from anywhere. I'm in. Yes. Oh, hello. Lovance Lush, the most powerful Bluetooth remote control vibrator. Can you hold the moan? Discreet public play. Yes, see? They're at lunch at a boardwalk, and he's on his phone, and she's trying to remain calm.
People don't do that. But if they do, let them live.
Long distance control, yes, from Bluetooth. See, okay. This is a real thing.
Well, then,
yes, get in it.
Sure,
get on it.
Get it. And then both of you put them in, and both of you buzz buzz or
how
kiss
fun.
The thing that kisses you back or
how
whatever
fun.
Tyler said.
Yeah, imagine Imagine being at your boyfriend's will for the day, and every time he wants you to feel his love.
What are you up to? What are you not? What are you doing? You do nothing all day that you can just lay around?
No, I'm saying here I am at the feel podcast. The buzz, buzz. I'm at the podcast, and I go I can hear cross-eyed, it. And you hear a buzzing. You're like, what's going on? I'm like, nothing. Just my man. That's what I wish for you. Not for you, but for S. So, yes, get a remote-controlled dildo. Live your damn life. So the next question is, I also usually bottom and would and have been hoping my boyfriend could bottom more often.
It goes back to what I said in question one. I just wish everyone, I wish that for people. And I act like it's so easy because Lord knows I probably don't always ask too. So I get it.
But like if you're far away and you want him to bottom more, does that mean you just want to know that he's got something in his ass?
Once they get, maybe when they get together, he's like, we haven't had sex in a month and now we're seeing each other and I have to bottom again. Oof.
If it's ever feeling like a chore, let me tell you something.
Get a remote control vibrating dildo.
Well,
that's how Sue sees it, I guess.
I hope these questions have been answered. I hope we've given you any advice.
I hope you all leave in a better place than you were when you sent this email, yep. I guess.
Do you think we helped anybody?
I think we really helped.
I think we helped ourselves.
My phone just vibrated.
Buzz, buzz.
It's in my back pocket.
We should get that for each
buzz
other.
Buzz Lightyear.
Don't you think?
No.
Don't you think I should give you a good touch?
No.
When I want to?
Nah.
Don't you think?
Nah. Well, you know I have that app where I can see where you are at all times. So if I see you not at your office, I would be like, bzzz.
No. I think I'm going to get that app.
It comes built into phones.
I think I'm going to get it so that I know where you are.
No, I turned it off. I blocked you.
Why won't you let me know where you are?
I'll let you know.
Would you?
My sweet boy.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
Okay.
I mean, that's the episode.
Okay.
Say goodbye, Tyler.
If you have questions, submitted to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Handle is psychobabble.
Yeah.
We'll let you know whenever we're doing specific episodes and if we need you to participate. The best way is to follow us on Twitter because sometimes people that are our Twitter followers get exclusives and things like that. So do that. Corey, where can people find you?
Online at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
And Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. Thank you for hanging out. We'll see you guys.
On the flip side.
Okay.